Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Snigdha Sri Lakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue the summary of Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. When they were about to enter Hades' palace, something weird happens. Grover's shoes only activate when said Maya. But suddenly the wings start flapping and yanks Grover in the opposite direction into a narrow hole. Grover could not take them off, and Percy and Annabeth could not help. He was flying in a head-first way, so despite his all attempts to untie the shoe, he could not do so. He goes through a wide tunnel, and the tunnel narrows into a huge pit. One of the shoes untied itself and went into the hole, and the second one struggles to go with its twin. Then Grover holds on a rock so that he does not get pulled into the big chasm. Annabeth and Percy helps him up. They were so exhausted. Then Percy felt like someone had put a big rock in his backpack, but he didn't look back. Then they hear a faint whispering, and Annabeth, being smart, could tell that the pit was none other than the great evil pit, the Tartarus. He unsheathes Riptide and it casts a faint glow. They were very scared. They did not want to hang out on the entrance of Tartarus, so they go back to Hades' palace. But they could sense a force trying to pull back to the chasm, so they run fast. They could feel something really evil inside the pit, and it was almost like what Percy had seen in his dreams. As they enter Hades' palace, he could see scenes of death depicted in his walls, big iron gates, his garden made out of jewels, and Persephone's garden of pomegranates. Hades was the richest god, since he controlled the underworld and precious gems came from the underworld. The doors to Hades' palace was all open, so they enter inside Hades' palace and directly enter the throne room. Let's continue this in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.